For long years, the people of Israel had languished in slavery. For generations, they were forced into hard labor. They were valued only for the work that they could do, their lives worth nothing more than what they produced for their captors. But then the God of their ancestors delivered them from slavery, accompanied them on a long voyage to a land where they could be free, and after years of wandering in search of that promised land, they had finally arrived. They stood on the banks of the Jordan River, with the promised land just on the other side of the water. It must have been the most beautiful sight in the world. Beautiful not just because the land was beautiful, full of rivers and lakes and mountains in bloom with flower, but beautiful because the people would finally be able to rest. No more laboring with no end in sight, no more searching for home, no more waiting for life to begin, but at long last they could enjoy simply being alive. It was just on the other side of the river. And it was at this very moment that the whole people of God were gathered in one place, and they were given the law. They were given the law, how they were to live their lives, the rules that would govern them as the people of God. And it all began with the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, these were the first words that the people heard about what it would mean to be the people of God. Now, the Ten Commandments, it comes in two sections. How should people treat God? And how should people treat one another? Commandments 1 through 3 enumerate and list what loyalty people owe to God. Commandments 5 through 10 explain what behavior people can expect of one another. Now, if you were doing your arithmetic, that leaves the fourth commandment. The fourth commandment bridges the two sections. The fourth commandment holds in tension, holds in creative tension, what people owe to God and what people owe to one another. It encompasses a full moral universe. This is the heart of the law. Without understanding the fourth commandment, it is not possible to understand what it means to be a part of the people of God. It says, "Observe the Sabbath and keep it holy, as the Lord commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You or your children or your slaves or your pack animals or your livestock or the resident aliens in your town, so that everyone may rest, as well as you. Remember, you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. That is why the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." The fourth commandment: keep the Sabbath. Cease from all work for one day a week. This flows directly from the foundational and defining event of the people of God. Once they had been slaves, forced to toil without ceasing, but now they were free, free to live as God intended. The fourth commandment. It demands that the people of God leave behind forever the worldview of slavery and take up instead the values of Sabbath. Now, the worldview of slavery is a real thing. It does exist. The worldview of slavery declares that a human life has value. It does. It has value. The value of a human life is exactly equal to the work that a person does. No more, no less. Slavery declares that there is nothing about a person other than work that has any value. But the values of Sabbath, they are different. To honor the Sabbath, to keep it holy, Sabbath insists that everyone, absolutely everyone, must rest. They must be allowed to enjoy simply being alive. The values of Sabbath declare that a person cannot be reduced to work. Sabbath declares that life is valuable and good in itself. This is part of what it means to live the way that God intends. For one day a week, people are to enjoy the goodness of simply being alive, to give glory to the God who knew that they were worth more than their labor, to give glory to the God who moved heaven and earth to set them free, that they might enjoy being alive. There is no single practice more important to the people of God than Sabbath keeping. There is no single practice more uniquely tied to the people of God than Sabbath keeping. Yet, I must confess, people of God, I must confess that of all the Ten Commandments, I find this one the hardest to abide by. And this is what I mean. I at least more or less agree with the other nine commandments. I realize that they're basically right about what I should and shouldn't do. Don't steal, don't kill, don't commit adultery. I'm right there with you. I don't need to be convinced. I know that if I want to be a moral person, I shouldn't do those things. I'm on board. I agree. But the fourth commandment, this commandment to rest, to cease from my work, from all work, even if my work is important, even if my work is about helping people, part of me isn't sure that I really agree with this Sabbath stuff. Part of me doesn't agree that it's the moral thing to do to cease from work on the Sabbath. Part of me is always saying, maybe I should be working harder. Couldn't I be doing more? Don't I have 100 things to do more important than doing nothing? Honor the Sabbath. Cease from my work. In my heart, I am conflicted about this one. I am conflicted about this because I honestly do think it's important to work hard and to try to make a difference in the world. The world is crying out in need in 100 ways. Climate change and gun violence and women's rights and food security and immigration and international peace and any one of these things. To work seriously on any one of these things could swallow whole, a whole person's life. And I'm supposed to rest? I'm supposed to do nothing when the world is in so much need? Would it not be more righteous? Would it not be more righteous to leave nothing behind for myself, to work until I am raw? Would it not be more righteous to throw myself into work so completely that I might pour out the years of my life like water onto thirsty ground? Would not that be righteousness? Well, actually, to work all the time, this is not the right thing. And thank God for the clarity of the Ten Commandments, because they allow no exceptions for people like me who seem to think that their work is rather important. There is no asterisk for people like me who look at their own work and think that they are all about helping people. There is no asterisk. The fourth commandment says in black and white, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. This is an entire worldview, an entire set of values, this Sabbath way of life. The Sabbath way of life that God calls us to, this declares that a person's work does not define their worth, even if their work is important. The Sabbath way of life declares you don't have to prove your life has meaning by what you do, even if what you do is to help others. You do not have to deserve joy. You do not have to work to earn the good things of life. You deserve them because you are a child of God. The values of Sabbath declare that your life is valuable in itself. You are valuable in yourself. Now, maybe you're like me. Maybe you are beset by a nagging sense that things would be better. Things would be better. I would be better if I could just be doing more. More about politics. More at my job. More with my family. More at the gym. More with the housework. More, 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 more. But no lesser authority than the Ten Commandments says that there are limits to what a person should even try to do. There are limits. There is only so long that I can work before who I am and what I do start to feel like the same thing. There is only so much work I can do before what I have done starts to feel like what I am worth. And once I start viewing myself that way, once I start treating myself that way, as if the only thing that was valuable about me was my work, the only thing worthy about me is what I had done, once I treat myself that way, what is to stop me from treating you that same way? What is to stop me from exploiting others for the work they can do? Only power, and power is no respecter of morality. To break the Sabbath, to ignore the fourth commandment, to break the Sabbath may not seem like much of a moral breach. As far as moral breaches go, it seems like it hurts no one but myself. And yet, to ignore the fourth commandment, this stands at the root of evils as deep and vile as slavery. Sabbath is the heart of the law. Without understanding Sabbath, you cannot understand any of the law. Without living by the values of the Sabbath, you cannot live according to any of the values of the people of God, because keeping Sabbath, it requires a belief in the fundamental worth of human life. And such a belief is the very foundation of how we treat other people and who we understand God to be. Observe the Sabbath and keep it holy. This is the hardest and the gentlest. It is the hardest and the gentlest of the Ten Commandments. It is unbending and eternal, and yet it demands nothing but joy. The fourth commandment declares, "Thou shalt not let too much time elapse," without taking an hour to simply feel the warmth of the sunshine on your face. The fourth commandment declares that thou shalt not let it be more than a handful of days before you let an afternoon disappear, watching the leaves turn color. The fourth commandment declares that thou shalt not have a hard time remembering the last time You let yourself be carried away by music or enraptured with theater or really savored a meal filled with laughter and loved ones, or that you slept in so long that you awoke ravenous to live the day. Honor the Sabbath. Keep it holy for your own sake and for the world's. Amen.